Listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 41 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department putting rules in place to close what's often referred to as the gun show loophole.
If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says that includes both at gun shows and online. Severe weather has moved into Florida and Georgia, leaving wind and water damage behind in Mississippi and Louisiana, including in Slidell outside New Orleans. Mayor Greg Cromer talking about one particularly hard-hit apartment complex.
We're talking with the governor's office, with GOSEP, about any kind of housing assistance, vouchers, things of that nature to help these folks.
National Weather Service sending teams to confirm if it was a tornado that touched down there. No one was killed, but one person in Mississippi did die. No charges for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, but his interpreter is looking at illegal betting charges and is being investigated by the IRS and Department of Homeland Security. This is ABC News. We get another look at the economy this morning with the release of the producer price index. That's tracking inflation at the wholesale level. Yesterday, we found it out at the consumer level. Hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants being unveiled today to help build our infrastructure.
America's aging bridges, roads, ports, and rails are taking a beating by extreme weather. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says by scorching temperatures and flooding to severe winds. The Biden administration now earmarking $830 million in grant money from the bipartisan infrastructure law to make improvements to help battle climate change. 37 states, along with D.C. and the Virgin Islands, get funding to use for planning and improvement resilience projects, along with community evacuation routes and shoring up at-risk coastal infrastructure. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And you may not have to raise your voice as much to get your order across at Starbucks soon. The company says it's renovating stores to try to cut down on the noise, including using different materials in Starbucks ceilings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Napa know-how!
4 minutes past seven. We'll share with you forecast details, possibly some rain on the way a little bit later on today. We'll see what Tony says next.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court in Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 60s with scattered showers likely, possibly a few rumbles of thunder. Scattered showers ending around midnight tonight and then becoming partial clearing. Low of 42 this evening. Friday, 59 with breezy and seasonal conditions. Saturday, 70. Sunday, 76 with lots of sunshine, I'm happy to report. Right now in Richland Center, after the low temp of 41 this morning, right now it is 42 degrees.
Well, let's all go down to Dumas Walker. Let's all go down to Dumas Walker. We'll get a small burger, fries, and a bottle of ski. Bring it on out to my baby. And my baby and a six-pack of light. Got a pocket full of money and I'm raring to go. Down to Dumas Walker's right after the show. They'll be shooting marbles in the back of the store. Laying money down on the floor. Let's all go down to Dumas Walker. Let's all go down to Dumas Walker. My baby and me.
Kentucky Headhunters, a breakfast, a ski, and a slaw burger, all to boot there. On a Thursday morning, April 11th, time to escape with the Zac Brown Band featuring Jimmy Buffett.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Sent me back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. In the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Playing with the queen of hearts. and no one is it really smart. The Joker is the only fool who will do anything for you.
Juice Newton playing with the Queen of Hearts here on WRCO. We'll check in with old Hank Bray and see what the news is today. Also, birthdays and anniversaries a little bit later on. A nice win for the Brewers and for the Bucks last night. We thought the Brewers were long gone. They were going to be rained out because that's what they told us all day. And the game was delayed, but they did get it in last night. So that is good. It sounds like today's game could be a little bit in jeopardy as well in Cincinnati. We'll keep you posted on that.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th, with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo, with guitar and flute, has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
join the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters for Hall of Fame Sting Night coming up Saturday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Hall of Fame class of 2024 will be inducted, featuring Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson. Also, current seniors will be signing their letters of intent: Teague Perkins, Lane Miller, Emma Hady, Roman Johnson, Kaylee Peterson, and Eli Muckler. Silent auction items will be up for bid, including two tickets to see Tim McGraw and his tour at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul on April 20th. Check it out at the Phoenix Center. Saturday, the Hall of Fame inductions begin at 5:30, and then the athletic signings to follow. The Richland Center Sports Boosters invite you to join them for the event. It'll be a fun night Saturday night at the Phoenix Center, the annual Sting Night.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is encouraging you to check in on your drinking. Consuming excessive alcohol can lead to severe health problems, including stroke, cancer, and heart disease. It can also lead to depression, less restful sleep, and cause problems at home, work, and with friends and family. Treatment can help. Call 211 for support from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Henry Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road. There's a new one
That's
morning.
That's your theme song.
It is.
Oh, you found another one?
Found another one. I didn't hit it, but I did find another one.
Did you put your balloon on it or not?
No, my balloon's in my office.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting to put that on you.
Oh, well, yeah. Won't be long.
How you doing?
Fall asleep here. I might have a balloon on me or something.
What are you doing today?
Well, let's see. We have baseball. Will it be at River Valley tonight?
Okay. Awesome.
Dodgeville, River Valley, always a good matchup. Weather permitting. We kind of put that on there.
Yeah, but, you know, I thought it was supposed to rain last night, but it didn't.
I don't remember seeing that, but we're talking about it today and a little bit of maybe some thunderstorms, which keep listening. We'll keep you posted on the tornado awareness drill, which is a statewide thing, but it could be postponed. Hasn't been yet, but with thunderstorms in the forecast.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Today is, what do we got going on this weekend? There's a lot of stuff going on. Can't you tell that it's starting to warm up?
Starting to warm up, getting a few things. I haven't read about a lot of brat stands yet. But
did you get the one from yesterday from the high school? Oh, my goodness, do they know how to cook.
Did you send some up here, did you? Or?
No, I went and got mine.
Okay, yeah. Somebody stopped by and gave us a brat yesterday.
So really?
That was pretty nice of them.
Who was that?
I don't know. Was it you?
No. I wouldn't be that nice.
I wasn't at the front door, so I don't know.
I'm sure I didn't get mine.
But the Richland Center baseball team, they were doing their annual outing at Jones Chevrolet.
I hope
Chevrolet.
They did well.
Yeah, looked like they did.
So I thought something else was going on.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff, Hank.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of stuff.
I'm sure.
But, blood drives and let's see, what else do we got going on Saturday? We've got an author, Al Cornell, at Brewer Public Library on Saturday. In fact, we'll have an author on the morning show today. Len Harris will be here talking about his new book that he's put out.
Good.
So that's pretty cool. Always, you know, maybe someday you could write a book there, Hank, but you got to...
Phil.
Uh-huh?
You know that, you know, Ron and I used to have lessons in writing, and you've continued that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a good book.
Well, you could... you could mention it to somebody and they could write it for you.
Oh, yeah, pronunciation and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
there's ways to do it now where you could just talk and it would write it out for you.
We hope.
Right? Well, maybe.
I've never seen AI laugh at somebody, but it could.
True, yes.
All right, buddy. Hey, did you know the fastest animal on land is the cheetah, Philip?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. 74.5 miles an hour.
Wow.
Now, that's moving.
That is. Is that somebody that's at one of these euchre tournaments, and they're a cheetah, and they leave, and they get out of there?
Cheetah.
And
then
the
fastest animal in the water is a sailfish.
Sailfish, oh really?
68.3 mile an hour.
Wow.
And this is the last one in air. What do you think?
The fastest one in air?
A Paragon Falcon. How fast do you think you can fly?
Boy, I have no idea.
242 mile an hour.
An hour?
An hour.
Oh, my goodness.
242 miles per hour.
Wow.
That is moving.
It's up there like airplane speed.
Yeah, that's moving.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I just thought people might want to know that today.
I saw this. A pet insurance company is inviting the public to vote on some of the most unusual animal names for its wacky pet names prize. Lots of categories, dog, cat, exotic. The finalists in the dog category are Boots with the Fur, Chug Chug Pickles. I like that one. Little Richard Simmons.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord Waddles, Lulu the Conqueror, Molly from Corporate, Mr. Pizza Stuff, One Love Tiny Dancer, Princess Margaret Rose Windsor, Team the Bandit Player, and The News. Now, I always thought with dogs, I was told you're only supposed to have like one or two syllable names.
Yeah. I mean, you met my dogs the other day.
I did.
Winston's a hugger.
Winston.
Clementine.
Oh, that's too many syllables.
Yeah. Clementine. Yeah. We'll just call her Clemmy.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Clemmy.
I call them Winnie and Clemmy.
Yeah. They were a little apprehensive to butter up to me. They were kind of.
But they did at the end.
Yeah,
or Winston did.
He wouldn't give me a hug, though.
No, do you notice he gave me hugs?
He gave you a hug.
Oh, my goodness. He hugs all the time.
Yep. Put his legs around your neck.
And he just sits there and hugs you.
There you go.
Dadgum dog.
He wouldn't do that for me.
Well, he's not a dummy.
The feline finalists are Balsamic Vin, Car Alarm, Itty Bitty Kitty Committee, Muinese. I like that one, too. Steph Purry.
And here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Here's Steph Purry and Tony Scarface Baloney. There you go.
So Oli didn't make those.
No. What, Oli? No, I don't think he did.
Mm-mm. How sad. Who didn't put Oli
on? Haven't seen him out here lately.
I haven't seen. Yeah, it's starting to get warm, though. He'll be out looking for tacos lately.
Well, we had a pet squirrel. We do,
oh, my goodness.
Once in a while.
Oh.
He's hanging around your truck.
I know he is. Dead skunk or dead squirrel in the middle of the road.
No, I don't think so. He's pretty smart.
Yeah, he's really, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, public toilets in Japan are filled with smart glass, Philip. The glass remains transparent until the doors are locked, and then they go to oblique.
Really?
Yes. Knowing my luck, they would stay transparent.
So the door, you're saying the door.
No, the whole toilet.
The whole toilet.
Yeah.
Okay, the glass remains transparent until the doors are locked. Really? What? How do you know where you're supposed to go then? You can't see it.
No.
It's invisible.
No, it's inside.
Oh.
See, right here, someone's inside because you can't see through it.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. The walls.
Yeah,
the walls are transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking you about the toilet.
No, itself. Not the toilet. The toilets. It's a public toilet. The toilet. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time I'll have to explain that a little bit
yeah,
better.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got to slow
the
down.
The public toilets, they, you know, you can see right through them until somebody's in there.
Then it,
I don't know what it does.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd take a little bit to convince me that.
Yes, especially when you can see outside.
What if it stopped working?
Did you see the new deer blind that came out?
No.
So, from the outside, you see a blind. I mean, it's camo blind. From the inside, you can see all the way around it.
Really?
It's really neat. Yeah. Huh.
Well, technology.
Yeah. And you can do that, you know, go to Pappas Trading Post and get your bow and arrow. And use that.
Uh-huh. So,
the world's longest burning light bulb, you won't believe this, was installed in 1901 and has been glowing for over 110 years straight.
No way!
Yep, it has a carbon filament that is 8 times thicker than a contemporary bulb.
Really?
Yep.
Had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So why aren't we using that today?
Exactly. LED, come on.
That if we would have installed that in Sextonville, it would never be still burning.
You don't think so?
I go through a lot of light bulbs. I don't know what it is, but someone said, you know, especially the basement, mm-hmm. the vibrations like from upstairs.
Are they LEDs?
No.
That's one reason.
Well, I have some LEDs that are supposed to be, because I've bought some over the years that are supposed to be, you know, like Guaranteed, 7 years.
I mean, 13 years.
guaranteed 1 month, you know. I mean, so I don't know what it is. But maybe it's just my shocking personality or something.
But now everybody's making these LEDs, and they're making them cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And you turn them on, like, hey, there it is. There it is.
There it went.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you know Norway allows students from anywhere in the world to study at their public universities free of charge?
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Norway.
Norway.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. While you inherit DNA from both parents, you end up using your father's DNA more. Genetically, you are more like your dad than your mother.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep. Did not know that.
Oh, learn some every day, Hank. Yep. You're just a wealth of knowledge.
Here's something that's happened in my life. Tigers can and will take revenge on those who have wronged them.
Hmm.
They are one of the most vengeful animals on the planet. I can think of one that's more vengeful, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, you have a picture. Boy, he looks a little bit mad.
Yeah, and I didn't do anything to him this morning.
He looks like he has some problem with you.
Yeah. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Wow. Okay.
In Beijing, you can pay someone $60 to come and rescue you from a traffic jam. They pick you up on a motorbike, and someone else drives your car to its destination.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe that's a business we should start around here.
Yeah, there's always one that, you know, might work. There you go. That could be your next venture there, Hank. Yeah.
The longest tunnel in the world is 35 miles long, and it goes from Switzerland to Italy underneath the Alps. It took 17 years to build. Did you know that?
I've heard of it, yes. That's interesting. Yeah. Never made it that far when I was in Switzerland.
Yeah. But, in Dubai, artificial rain is regularly crusted through cloud seeding. As natural rainfall is rare, rains are announced a day in advance.
Huh.
Kind of neat.
There you go. Artificial rain.
I'm just full of knowledge.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, where do you get all this stuff?
Well,
right off the top of your head.
Yeah, right off of Google. India railways carry more people daily than the whole Australia population.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's impressive, too.
Hmm. The railways are still very productive and vibrant.
Yep. The summit of Mount Everest is made of marine limestone.
Okay.
The summit, okay, which means the highest point on Earth was once at the bottom of the sea.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah. That's a mind-boggler right there.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hank, you're just something else today here.
I can keep going, Phil, for days.
Oh, I know you could. Yeah.
Are whether you cutting
it's all,
me off?
Whether it's all true or not, I don't know. But.
I'm sure I'm going to get fact-checked. But that's all right, buddy.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great day, and good luck with your baseball game tonight.
You too.
And,
where's Hank at tonight?
Hank's in Waseca tonight.
Wow. Hank goes there quite a bit.
Well, it's 9 miles down the road.
I was going to say, that's not too far for you.
I think Ithaca's there, actually. I think.
Yeah, they
I'm
are.
Not for sure. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, baseball and softball.
Yep.
We'll hope to get him in, but we'll see.
Jeff Ostheimer's my partner tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. So I haven't worked with Jeff in a long time.
Hopefully he's got a good enough back he can carry us.
Well, he said he's bringing his back braces and leg braces.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so have a good day, everybody. Be kind.
That's old Hank.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Spring blooming plants are plentiful at Added Touch Floral and Gifts as prom season hits the area. Make sure you receive the perfect corsage or boutonniere for that special date. Each one can be custom designed to match and highlight your outfit. For a little added touch, compliment your date's flower with a thoughtful gift or card. And don't forget Mother's Day is May 12th. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown florist, 339 North Main Street, 647-2319. Helping make sure your prom night is a success.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Don't miss out on the massive sale at Richland Locker this week. Grab pork country ribs at just $2.28 a pound. Center cut pork chops for an incredible $2.98 a pound. Save over $2 a pound. And a 5-pound bag of bone-in chicken thighs for only $8.90 each or $1.78 a pound. From the deli, indulge in Jamestown shaved or sliced ham for $4.98 a pound and sliced Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hurry in while supplies last and stock up on these unbeatable deals at Richland Locker.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This day in history, 1947, Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers played in an exhibition game against the Yankees at Ebbets Field. Also in movie news, 1983, Gandhi was the big winner of the Academy Awards, and Up Where We Belong from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman won the Best Song Award. And The Last Emperor was named Best Picture of the Academy Awards in 1988 as well. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for April 11th, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today to these fine folks from Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday, Bronson Baronic, to Aria Ginn and Gracelyn Joyner. Have a great day today. Happy 18th to Darren Nelson from Grandma and Grandpa Colstead. Also to Darren, who's been hard at work this morning there and helping milking some cows and doing all kinds of stuff, celebrating his 18th birthday. But anyway, from Grandpa Larry and Grandma Sherry. Darren, have an awesome day. Birthday wishes to Fuzz McCauley from Nancy and your favorite lap cat. We love you and are so happy you are finding enough things to keep you busy between your beloved nap time. Have a great day today. Fuzz wishes to Abel Seaman from Mom and Mercedes, and also to Abel from Grandpa and Grandma. Happy 58th to Dad, Todd Butteris, love Tyler and Trina. Happy 58th to Papa Todd, love Aiden, Addie, also Ashton and Tisha as well. To Jan Montgomery from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Have a great day, Jan. And Gene Peterson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Dwayne Roan from Park Street Christian Church. Have an awesome birthday. And happy birthday, Dwayne. This comes to you from Don and Luann. Bloom City Town Crier today salutes Dwayne Roan and Glee Moore. Also to Mom, Arlene Bartow. Happy 80th birthday. And here's to many more. Have the best day. Love from all the children, Kendra, Michelle, Darren, Kirk, Angela, and all of their families. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Sage Bremer and Lindsay Moore. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday, Bronson Baronic, Jacob Lemke, Keegan Ringelstetter, Darren Nelson, Mike Nelson, and Bridget Husnick.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
7:41 the time. Joanne has the news coming up in just a little bit here this morning on a Thursday. 42 in Richland Center, headed towards 63 and maybe some rain later on today. Here's Tim McGraw with a good song called Standing Room Only.
Get so mad at things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. Get to chasing that rainbow particle, riding through the pouring rain, nothing to show for it, standing there soaking wet. Looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Out and in on nights like this, I catch a grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I want to learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I want to dance and shout and love out loud and come alive.
Wishing you the best. Thanks for joining us this morning on WRCO and WRCE.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 42 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, possibly a few rumbles of thunder and a high of 63. Tonight, scattered showers ending around midnight, breezy with partial clearing late and a low of 42. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's partly cloudy and 42 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99 and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Students in the DeSoto School District were under a shelter-in-place yesterday afternoon following threatening emails. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the department had patrol cars at each school investigating the validity of the threat situation. The school district was placed on a shelter-in-place order out of an abundance of caution. Parents were notified that students would remain in the building until they were released by the sheriff's department. Torgerson stated that law enforcement remained present while all students were safely released later than normal. Law enforcement also thoroughly checked each of DeSoto's three campuses. The investigation into the email threat continues and involves local, state, and federal agencies. It was reported that other schools in the state also received emails of this nature. Election results for the Richland County Board of Supervisors remain unofficial. The Richland County Board of Canvassers met Tuesday at the Richland County Courthouse for the purpose of canvassing the April 2nd spring election results. In the contested race for Richland County Board in District 8 between incumbent Gary Manning and challenger Cheryl Dull, it was confirmed that Manning received 90 votes while Dull received 89. In District 7, official write-in candidate Elaine Hendricks received 5 votes. In District 9, official write-in candidate Mark Gill received 10 votes. Due to the close races, candidates have until 5 o'clock Friday evening to file for a recount with the Richland County Clerk's Office. Two districts had no one on the ballot and no official write-ins. They were districts 12 and 20. County Clerk Derek Kalish is waiting to hear if the top vote-getters are interested in serving on the board. To help encourage everyone to be prepared for tornadoes, thunderstorms, and flooding, Wisconsin is observing Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. As part of the observance, statewide tornado drills will be held today, barring thunderstorms moving in. The drills will take place at 1:45 and 6:45, offering an opportunity to practice your tornado sheltering plans. During the drill times, Wisconsin's National Weather Service offices will conduct NOAA weather radio test that can be heard if you are actively listening to those devices or have one programmed to activate on test alerts. Here at WRCO and WRCE, we will also be participating. Some communities may also choose to test their outdoor warning sirens during the drill times. Check with local emergency management offices for information on siren testing schedules. If there is a threat of severe weather today, the statewide drills will be postponed until tomorrow. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a community blood drive with Impact Life today from 10 to 3 in Pippin Hall on the lower level of the hospital. Erica Davidson is the territory manager for Impact Life.
Impact Life Blood Services is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are a blood bank, an independent blood bank. We are headquartered in Davenport, Iowa. We are the exclusive provider of blood products to over 125 hospitals in Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Right here in Richland Center, we have recently partnered with the Richland Hospital and Clinics. We are their sole provider.
Davidson explains what it means to be an independent blood bank.
We are a member of America's Blood Centers, which is a coalition of independent nonprofit blood banks that come together to provide about 60% of the nation's blood supply. The American Red Cross provides about 40% of the nation's blood supply. So Impact Life is a member of America's Blood Centers, and within that organization, we have about 60 blood banks that are able to resource share. So that resource sharing group is called Blood Centers of America. And through that, we are able to import and export blood to help serve our hospitals in any region.
With a newer partnership, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is a recipient of blood supplies from Impact Life.
I want to say the latter half of last year, so 2023, we brought on the Richland Hospital and Clinics, as well as Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Those are our two newest hospitals in Wisconsin that we serve. So when we are in the communities, we are asking for community support in order to service those hospitals. And that looks different, you know, depending on the community. A lot of our communities will be mostly churches, some schools. So it really just depends on that local business community to support their local hospital. So really, we want to encourage businesses to reach out to us if we haven't reached out to you already and offer support by hosting a blood drive.
To donate to the Impact Blood Drive today at the Richland Hospital, call 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org and use code 5770 to locate the drive. A photo ID is required to donate. A recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss failed to gather enough petition signatures. Wisconsin Elections Commission staff determined petitions turned in last month lacked enough signatures from either the 63rd district where Voss was elected 2 years ago or the newly drawn 33rd district in which he now resides. The Elections Commission is likely to reject the petitions when it meets this evening. Voss has been vocal about the effort, calling organizers out of touch with reality and morons. Organizers don't plan to appeal the findings and are focusing instead on a second recall effort. Wisconsin is well positioned to implement new enforceable standards on several forever chemicals from the Environmental Protection Agency. Adam DeWeese, chief of the DNR's Public Water Supply Section, said Wisconsin implemented state standards in 2022. He believes the state is in pretty good shape in terms of understanding the situation and moving forward. About 2,000 of Wisconsin's roughly 11,500 public water systems will be affected by the new federal standards. EPA also announced $21 billion to address PFOA and PFOS contamination nationwide.
Is it spring yet? Well, it is at Town & Country TV and Appliance. After a long winter, they're ready for a spring fling sellout from April 8th through April 20th. Store-wide markdowns on popular Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag products ready for you. Stretch your dollar with no interest payment plans for up to 18 months. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Thursday, April 11th. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died April 2nd. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 12:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day Friday to allow staff to attend the services. Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman, died Friday following a battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Friday at 5 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Friday from noon until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Brian Bender Benefit or the Brian Bender Agricultural Scholarship Fund. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rann, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Thomas Rann, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th, from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 1.9 and WRCE.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Area Group.